We started off the day with a killing frost and freeze across much of our area. Temperatures overnight fell into the upper 20s and lower to mid 30s, resulting in those frosty conditions. Albany dropped to 33 degrees. Poughkeepsie was down to 29, as was Pittsfield. Glens Falls dropped to 28. Burlington, Vermont reached a low of 34, and Saranac Lake, the typical coolest spot, was down to 24 degrees first thing this morning. So maybe you did have to scrape off that windshield this morning, but the sun really has gone to work quite nicely, and with less wind than yesterday, it's a very pleasant Tuesday afternoon across the region. We have high pressure in control, and it will hold for about another day or so we have another cool night and pleasant day ahead. There are some clouds off to our west that will work in at times through the night, so we'll call it partly cloudy to mainly clear. A bit of fog will be possible through the night. Temperatures will not be as cool as last night, but still chilly enough that you'll probably be reaching for an extra blanket when you go to bed. Overnight lows are expected to be anywhere from about 35 to 40 degrees. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun. We'll see a few more clouds during the morning, but generally it looks to be a very nice day and a mild day as well, as temperatures will move up into the 60s. Most areas reach the upper 60s tomorrow in our valley locations. A few spots may touch that 70-degree mark, and highs in the higher elevations will be in the middle 60s. So we're looking ahead to a very pleasant Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we'll watch a cold front approach. That'll bring us the chance for some showers, and following that front, it'll be breezy and much cooler as we wrap up the work week on Friday. In the tropics today, we continue to track Nicole, which is south of Bermuda this afternoon. The storm is on that threshold between tropical storm and hurricane status, and the storm is expected to impact Bermuda on Thursday. So for Bermuda, as of late this morning, hurricane watches and tropical storm warnings are in effect. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, high in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the 60s. And on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.